Good morning, everyone. It's a deep, deep honor to be here. My name's Greg, and I'll be guiding you through the practice. Let's begin right away. Find a very comfortable seated position. So maybe sitting on a block or a bolster. Lift up through the center of your spine. Imagine someone's pulling a little thread up on your crown, keeping the center of your spine nice and long. Let all of those external muscles relax. Forehead, your jaw, your eyes. Relax your shoulders, elbows, wrists, and hands. Soften. Your belly, your hips. Relax your mind. Begin to feel your breath. Bali's sun is shining. Beautiful sounds in the backdrop. And we're here together for a really sweet yoga practice. Start by bringing your left palm on your chest, on your heart, and then cover with your right. Taking a moment to connect inward to your heart space. Doing an inner puja, an inner offering, an inner intention. That simple seed of gratitude. Thanking yourself for coming. Invisibly thanking one another for showing up, for supporting this space. And thanking Mother Bali for all the good vibrations. Bringing the palms of your hands together. Shoulders back a little bit. Lift your heart. Let's begin with three ohms. Exhale. Deep breath in. Deeply, a little stronger. Inhale, tiny little smile. My heart, the spirit in me, honors, sees, and bows to that in you. Namaste. It's a sweet, sweet vibration starting off the practice. So let's just get into it right away. I'll give cues as we go along. For those who are new to the practice of yoga, practice of vinyasa or flow, then really the underlying attitude that I like to offer for each class is to really honor and listen to yourself, listen to your body. This is a practice where we don't need to compare with each other, not in competition at all. And I actually encourage you to practice with your eyes closed, to really drop in to the opportunity to slow down and connect with yourself. So we'll be moving slower than usual, and we'll be connecting with our breath. I'll try to keep the instructions nice and clear so that you can just get in your own space, in that own inner world, and feel the prana moving, expanding through you. Take breaks if you need to, and don't push yourself. Opportunity to have a peaceful practice today is my intention and wish for you. Close your eyes. Sit up tall. Loosen up your shoulders. Just take 1 minute and start connecting with your breath. Breathing in through your nose. Whole lungs, belly, chest, back. Breathing out through your nose. Feel your breath expanding. The pace that I offer in the practice, it might be slower than you're used to. And so at some points you might need to catch your breath. That's totally fine. As much as possible, just slowing down and trying to synchronize with the instructions. But let the mind relax. Feeling the breath coming all the way in. See if you can exhale a little bit more. So you're starting to purify, to empty, to clear out those residual bottom lungs. And on the end of each inhale, see if you can breathe in 1% deeper, feeling your back expand a little, chest, even the sternum, collarbone. You can begin doing Ujjayi pranayama, which is the great tool of our breathing. And you do this by breathing normally, like you are, through the nose, and squeezing the base of your throat. So there's a sound of ocean or the sound of wind, friction, moving through the back of your throat. And that sound is present the whole time. You can begin Ujjayi now. Drop into it for a deep meditation. Exhale completely. On your inhale, slowly arching your back, seated cat-cow. Shoulders back, open up your ribs, lift your chin. As you exhale, slowly rounding your back, nice Ujjayi sound, smooth. Empty the lungs, tuck your tail, chin to your chest. Again, inhale, 4, 3, 2, 1, exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1, continue on your own. Your breath is intimately connected to your state of consciousness, the way you feel your own body, and the activity of the mind. for some of us, we have a really developed monkey mind. Feels like the mind's always going. Can't sit still. And it's totally normal and natural. Through the practice of slowing down your breath consciously, you can effectively shift your state of consciousness. In other words, just try to focus on breathing deeply, smoothly, and slowly through the practice, and experience for yourself how you become more receptive, more energized, and more peaceful. More present. Stopping in the middle, exhale completely. Bring your right palm up, right fist up in front of your nose. Anulom Valom for about 4 or 5 minutes. If you know the alternate nostril, you can begin now. You don't have to wait for me. If you're looking at me, it's like you're looking in a mirror. Release your thumb, release your ring and pinky finger. Exhale completely. Closing your right nostril. Inhale calmly through the left nostril. 4, 3, 2, 1. Close the left. Exhale out the right. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale through the right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close right. Exhale left. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale left, 2, 3, 4. Exhale right, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right, 4, 3. Pacing yourself, 2, 1. Exhale left. 4. Relax your shoulders. 3, 2. Keep going on your own. Your pace may shift a little bit, of course. Actually counting in your mind. Spine is nice and tall. So prana, energy, synovial fluid flowing freely up and down the spine. Relaxing the space behind your eyes. So creating a little bit of space between the eyes, the brain, softening the front of your brain a little bit. Just be here. Just be present. Last minute. Letting the breeze soften your skin. Letting the breath relax your mind. Distant sound of laughing children. softening the heart. The next time you exhale out the left nostril, let your both hands come down. Come back into Ujjayi breathing. On your next cycle, squeezing the throat, producing that sweet inner wave. And slow motion. Coming forward onto your hands and knees. Good job, everyone. Set a really nice vibration. Spreading your fingers wide underneath your chest, underneath your shoulders, knees underneath your hips. Exhale completely. Inhale, arching your back, dropping the middle spine, turning your tailbone up, lifting your chin up. As you exhale, point your toes, let your hips come back to child's pose. Inhale, start coming back forward, arching your back, curl your toes under. Grounding equally through your hands, push your hips up and back to downward facing dog. You can bend your knees, pelvis to the sky. Inhale, shift your body weight forward, high plank position. Bring your knees to the floor, chin upwards. As you exhale, lower your chest and chin down between your thumbs, shoulders back away from your ears. Stay here for one deep breath. Bring your hips to the floor. Squeeze your legs together into one solid leg. Point your toes. Press down the tops of your feet. Inhale, lifting to a low cobra. Exhale, forehead to the floor. Try to move with your breath. Inhale, low cobra. Maybe a little higher if your back feels open. Chin up. Exhale, back down. Last one, inhale, cobra, shoulders back, elbows in. And then press back, hands and knees, round your back. Inhale, arching the back, chin up. Exhale, child's pose. Move slow like you're moving through honey. Inhale, come forward. Shoulders back. Back bend. Breathe in. Downward facing dog. Exhale. Equally spread, distribute the energy in your hands. Inhale, shift forward, high plank, knees to the floor, chin up, shoulders back. Exhale, lower your chin, chest to the floor. Take a full breath in and out here. Exhale, slide the hips to the floor. Squeeze your legs together just like before. Inhale, cobra. Reach your crown up. Exhale, forehead to the floor. Inhale, cobra. Press down your feet. Breathe in. Exhale down. Let go of the idea of performance. You don't need to go so deep. Inhale, cobra. Let your breath be way more important than the depth of the posture. And exhale, coming back to child's pose. Inhale, shift forward. Arch your back. You're doing great. Breathe in. Downward facing dog. Exhale. Inhale, high plank. Knees to the floor. Chin up. Exhale, chest and chin down. Elbows in close. Hips down at the end. Inhale, cobra, bhujangasana. Fill the front heart. Turn your heart to the ceiling. Forehead to the floor. Fully exhale. Inhale, cobra. Maybe a little smile. And press back. Child's pose. Stay in child's pose. Stretch your arms forward as you inhale, hips backwards. Walk both arms out to the right-hand side. Take two deep breaths here. Stretch through all of your fingers. Can you deepen the sound of Ujjayi? Send your left hip backwards more. Left shoulder closer to the floor. On your next inhale, walk both of your arms forward. Get nice and long, breathing in. And then out to the left-hand side. Feel that nice stretch through the right side. Two deep breaths here. Relax your mind. Right hip sends backwards. Right shoulder down a bit. Next inhale. Both arms forward. Spread your fingers shoulder distance apart. Curl your toes under. And then press back to downward facing dog. Take 30 seconds, a minute here. Just breathe. Move your body in a comfortable way, opening up whatever you feel you need. Maybe shaking out your head a little bit. Sending breath into a part of your body that still feels asleep. Stretch your tailbone. Stretch that doggy tail up to the sky. Stretching the backs of your legs. And if your heels touch the floor, lift your toes off the floor. Engage your thighs. Press your core closer to your thighs. At any time, if your back is sore or if you have back issues, bend your knees during practice. And any time that we're putting weight on our hands, spread the fingers very wide so all five knuckles of each hand are grounded. This protects your wrists and your back. Feet together. Exhale. Press down your right heel. Inhale, slowly lift your left leg up to the sky. Breathe in. Exhale, glide your left foot forward between your hands. Right knee to the floor. Bring your right hand out onto the wood. Or, for some of you, bring the forearm onto the wood. Inhale, left arm up to the sky. Full breath in. Exhale, left fingers to the floor. Perhaps your elbow, perhaps your forehead, all the way down. Listen to your breath. Inhale, left arm sweeps out and up. Exhale, down. Inhale up. Exhale down. Ujjayi breath, close your eyes. Last one, inhale. Left arm upwards. Keep your arm up. Breathe here for three breaths. If you like, roll your left arm back behind you, reaching down the right side of your hip. Roll your left shoulder open, chin up, and lift your throat, heart to the sky. Sink your hips a little bit. Inhale, left arm all the way upwards. Twist back. And exhale, hands to the floor. Press back to downward facing dog. Ground your hands. Use your core to pull backwards, then place both feet down. Exhale completely, feet together. Left foot presses down. Inhale, slowly lift your right leg up while extending through your toes. Breathe in. Exhale, right foot glides between hands. Very good. Place your foot lightly if you can. Left hand outside of your mat on the wood. Turn your hand out or forearm on the floor. Inhale, right arm reaches up to the sky. Totally relax your face. Exhale, right fingers move to the floor. Maybe the elbow, maybe even your forehead to the floor. Inhale, right arm lifting up. Shoulders wide away from ears. Exhale, right hand down. Inhale, take your time. Notice if it feels like you're rushing. Exhale. Last one. Inhale. Right arm lifting up. Stay here. Take three deep, delicious breaths. Wake up the Ujjayi. Grounding all of your bottom hand. Perhaps roll the right arm behind you, rolling the shoulder backwards. And as the shoulder rolls back, press down your left arm to lift your heart and throat, opening up the heart meridians. Open the heart up and breathe into the front of your chest. Sinking your hips down. Smile. On your inhale, right arm to the sky. Turn open. Exhale, hands to the floor. Press back to downward facing dog. You got it. bicycle out your legs for one breath and really explore the stretch of the back of the legs. Inhale, shift forward to high plank. Stay here for one complete breath. If you need to have your knees to the floor, do so. Engage your thigh muscles. Draw in your lower belly. Even squeeze your Mula Bandha, pelvic floor, and feel a squeezing into that inner strength. Spread your fingers wider. On your inhale, tuck your tail and lift your hips a little higher. Puff your lower back to the ceiling a bit. On your exhale, lower to the floor. Three. Elbows in nice and close. It's way harder to move slow. Two. And one. Inhale, cobra or upward facing dog. Shoulders roll back. Relax your jaw. Lift and press back. Downward facing dog. Beautiful, everyone. Look forward. Eyes can be closed, but the direction forward. Step or hop. Try with no sound. Stepping or hopping to the front. Press your hands on the floor or on your shins. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Exhale, bow down. Engage your thighs, ground your feet, spread your toes. Inhalation, halfway lift. Exhale, bow. Ground your feet. Inhale, halfway. Interlace your fingers behind your back. Heart forward. Roll your shoulders back. Lengthen your neck. Keep nice and long. Exhale, bow all the way down. Keep your feet grounded here. Take one deep breath. And you can let go of a nice big ha, if you like. That inner tension. Sometimes we get caught in the external tension, the thoughts, the emotions. But when we can let that stuff quiet and get really present, you can release tension from that, from the deep nervous system. Breathing and massaging right in your source, right in your center. Release your hands down. Feet together. Bend both of your knees, bringing the weight nice and deep into your heels. Inhale, arms forward and up. Sit back in the chair. Stay here. Sit a little deeper. Exhale. Feel the weight in your heels. Your legs are working. Inhale, prepare. Hands to your heart, twist your body to the right-hand side, slowly. Left elbow outside of your right knee. Weight in your heels, lift your toes. Sit the hips backwards, stretch the groin back. Pressing down into your knee through both arms, start lifting your heart up to your thumbs. Breathe into your right side body with great interest. How can you make space with your breath? Shoulders away from your ears, turning your chin to the ceiling. Sit your hips lower and lift your heart higher than your hips. That's it. And for one really sweet breath, guys, lift your heart into the pose as you breathe in. Lift your heart. Lift your heart. And then slowly, let the pose go. Hands to the floor. Fingertips grabbing prana from the earth. Inhale. Halfway lengthen. Exhale. Bow. Release tension from your shoulders. Bend your knees, sitting in the chair. Inhale, arms lift up. Stay here. Exhale, sit a little lower. Exhale more. Exhale more, you get more breath. Inhale deeply. Gently twist to the left-hand side. Hook the right elbow outside the bent left knee. Before going deeper, find your breath. Notice if the breath is small, you can make more space inside by just softening the pose a little bit. Weight in both heels. Squeeze your knees together. Lower your hips lower than your heart. Press into the knee. Lift your heart up to your thumbs. Expand the accordion of your left ribs. You're doing great. Turning your chin. With your eyes closed, turn your eyes to the left. Take one more breath. Inhale, lift your heart, shoulders back. Lift your collarbone. Slowly let it go. Hands to the floor. And on your next breath, stand all the way up. Inhale, arms lift. Breathe up. Stand tall. Touch your palms together. Stay here. Feel from your feet pressing down all four points of each foot. Pada Bandha, foot lock. Pressing down through your feet. Strong legs. Lift through your heart. Lift through your arms. Do that two times. Can you feel rooting energy to the earth? And feel how pressing down your feet, deep breathing lets you lift higher and higher. Your body knows. Take one more breath here. Keep your right arm up. Bring your left hand down onto your side waist, side down by your thigh. Inhale, lengthen the right side. Exhale, push your hips out to the right and reach your upper arm out to the left. If you feel very steady here, interlace both arms upwards, Bikram style. Keep your breathing. Breath is way more important. Use your intuition. Press down both of your feet. Weight in your heels. Hips facing the front. Turn your heart a little bit to the ceiling. Can you lift your heart into the pose? Chin up a little bit. 3. Beautiful half moon. 2. Ground your feet. Engage your lower belly a bit. Stand back up. Inhale, both arms to the sky. Left, right arm, exhale, to your side waist. Prepare first. Inhale, reach upwards, either both arms or left arm. And then slide hip out to the left side. Notice if your butt is sticking out behind you. Tuck your tailbone. Press the energy down through your heels to lift up higher on every breath. Keep breathing here. Shoulders away from ears. Slightly contract your thighs and belly. Make your ujjayi predominant, ujjayi louder than your mind. 3, hips to the left more. 2, smile at the end. Inhale, come up. Both arms lift.
Turn your palms outwards. Reach the arms wide away. Exhale, hands come down. And bring the palms onto your lower back. Fingers facing down, squishing into the top of your buttocks. Bring your elbows closer. Lift all 10 toes off the floor. Push your hips forward. On your inhale, start lifting your heart up. Make a big balloon in your chest. Start lifting your chin upwards. Close your lips. Breathe through your nose, yogis. Cultivate a deep inner awareness of your body and your breath. Roll your shoulders back more. Still in the pose. Last breath here. Let your head hang. Slowly inhale, come up. Stand straight, hands down to the side. Full breath in, proud posture. Full exhale, root your feet down. Stand tall and steady. Step your feet hip distance apart. Inhale, both arms forward and up. Two peace fingers of each hand make two strong hooks. Bend your knees a bit. Exhale, reach your hips back. Reach your chest and arms forward. Come all the way down. Bend your knees as much as you need. Hook your big toes. Create the energetic circuit. Clasp all the way up to the root of your fingers, and actually squeeze your big toes. On your next inhale, breathe and lengthen your spine like an accordion towards the floor. Engage your thighs, press down your feet, reaching your hips to the sky, and pull on your toes. Shoulders away from your ears, nice long neck, so nothing's getting tight, nothing's getting bunched up here. You're breathing and making space, even as you use the muscles. Your intention is to circulate prana, to circulate energy. Sweet Ujjayi sound, everyone. Three, slightly inward spiral your legs. Two, relax your face, relax your forehead, stretch. And one, release. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Lift your heels off the floor. Sit down on your heels. Lift your chest to the sky. Inhale, fingers to the floor, lift your hips upwards, head down. Bend your elbows out and forward. Exhale, hips down. Might seem a little backwards, lift your chest. Inhale, heels down. Press down your thumbs, bend your elbows out and forward, forehead between your knees. Exhale. Beautiful. Stay here. Lift your chest now. Continue breathing. Walk your fingers to the sides of your body. Bring your knees together, if you can. Perhaps one hand to your heart. Eyes slightly open, looking forward. Perhaps both hands to the heart. Maybe lifting a little bit up. Slightly tuck your tail. Three. Amazing pose for concentration. Two. And one. Bring your knees wider, hands on the floor between,
eyes can be open here. Lift your chest. Bend your elbows down and back. So option one here is to actually reach your arms forward and let your forehead hang. Breathe. Option two, preparing for the crow pose. Getting your arms out and under. Spread your fingers wide. Hug your elbows in. Notice if your movements are frantic, frenetic. Slow down, slow down, slow down, brother. Slow down. Lift your hips up slowly. Hug your elbows in. Chin forward. With Ujjayi breath, hug in against your legs. Chin forward. Lift your hips high and lean forward until you feel the weight shift onto your hands. And with ultimate control, not just physical, mental, you're breathing slowly, 1 foot at a time. Three. Smile. Two. Lift up 1 inch higher. Lift your Mula Bandh. Slowly, feet back down. Come onto your hands and knees. Turn your fingers towards you. So the top of the hands on the floor. Let your shoulders, head relax and lean back towards your heels. Take a breath or two here. And you can shift side to side a little bit. Just use your intuition. Beautiful. Slowly make your way to downward facing dog. Awesome. Awesome. Deep breath in, deep exhale, inhale to high plank position, stay here, bring your left hand underneath you, turn onto the outer edge of your straight left leg foot, so turning like a plank. And step your right foot on the floor in front of you. So you're facing the cupboard side of the room. Your right knee is bent, right foot on the floor in front of you. Your bottom left leg is straight. Reaching your right arm to the sky. Close your eyes here. And now, on your inhale, lift your hips closer to the sky. Reach your upper arm towards me. On your exhale, sink your hips a little lower. Bring your right hand close to your hip. Challenge it. Inhale. Lift up. Arm forward. Exhale. Sink your hips down. Hand can actually touch the floor. Do that a few rounds on your own, with your breath. You can do it from the full side plank if you want. Last one. Lift your arm upwards and forwards. Stay here for three. Option to bring your feet together. Keep breathing. Two. Squeeze your legs. Squeeze your core open. Right foot on the floor again. Sink your hips down. Let your right hand just rest in front of you. Left arm straight. Maybe hand on the knee, thumb like a sexy beach pose. Close your eyes and roll your neck appropriately, however it feels for you. Breathe here. See if you can really sink into that shoulder. Let your heart lift, let your shoulder stretch. Good. Turn and face the front with your right knee on the floor out to the side. It's like a high cobra position, but with your right knee out to the side. You got it. Inhale, lift your heart upwards. And exhale, come to your forearms. Forehead down. Inhale, heart up. You can straighten your arms here. Exhale, down. Inhale, heart up. Exhale, down. Exhale more. Find your breath. Inhale, lift up. Stay here. Walk your straight arms as close to you as you can, keeping the weight totally hanging in your hip. You want a deeper stretch? You can turn your right foot out to the side more. Like a half frog. Breathe here, everyone. Shoulders back, relax your jaw. Relax your forehead, relax your temples. Last inhale, lift up. Come down, keep your legs the way they are. Turn your head to the right, open your elbows to the side. And just lay for a moment. Two rounds of the Brahmari. Eyes closed. Sound of the humming bee. Deep inhale. Deeply fill up your whole belly. Release something. Excuse me. Straighten your back leg backwards. So both legs back. Hands underneath your shoulders, forehead to the floor. Exhale. Find the present moment. Come here and now. Inhale, cobra. Shoulders back. And then press back to downward facing dog. Nice work, everyone. Inhale, high plank position. Now, just notice, could you refine your Ujjayi breath a little more? So make the breath even smoother inside for you. Notice the effect. Bring your right hand underneath the center. Turn onto the outer edge of your right straight leg foot. Bring your left bent leg foot in front of you. So you can step that left foot in front. And reach your left arm to the sky.
because some of you might have both legs together for this whole time. It makes it a little more wobbly. Wobbles are not bad things. On your next inhale, lift your hips up. Sweep your left arm up and forward, palm facing down. Exhale, sink your hip down. Left arm comes, left arm comes down to the floor. Inhale, lift up. Exhale. Nice and low. Keep your heart the feeling of lifting. Inhale. Ground your right hand equally. Exhale. Flex your right foot. Inhale. Ujjayi. Exhale. That's awesome. Nice sounds. The last one we hold. Inhale, lift up. For three, maybe the feet come back together here. Squeeze your legs into one. Feel the side muscles contracting, your kidneys lift up. Left foot on the floor. Sink your hips down. Left hand resting on your knee. Lift your heart. Relax your left hand in a simple Dhyan Mudra. Relax your face. Breathe and roll your neck if you like. Feed fresh blood into your side kidneys, side organs that you just compressed. Feed kindness. Feeling of kindness, lightness. Let in your mind relax and receive. Take one more breath. Good. Slow motion, keeping your knee out to the side, turning and facing the front. So your left knee out to the side, laying on your belly. A little orientation here. On your inhalation, lift yourself upwards. On your exhale, come to your forearms. Inhale, lift up. Exhale down. Inhale, lift. Ujjayi. Exhale down. Release tension. Release tension. Last one. Inhale up. And hold either forearms or straight arms. For a deeper, you can bring your left foot out a little more to the side. Square your hips, shoulders back. Breathe and lift. How much can you relax your face? Not just the surface of your face, the deep muscles behind your face. You're one with the sensations. This is your body, this is your being, experiencing itself. Last inhale, lift, drop your head back. Slowly come down. Turn your head to the left
Elbows bend out to the sides. Two simple brahmaris. Little smile. Inhale deeply. Fill up your center. Inhale deeply. Legs backwards. Stretch your arms forwards. Reaching your toes, reaching your fingers. On your next inhale, just lift your arms and legs a little bit. Excuse me, and then down, exhale. Slide your hands under your shoulders, feet together. Inhale, cobra, low, mid, or high. Head back. And come to child's pose with your knees together. Listen to your back here, knees apart if you need to. Breathe into that little ball. Reach your arms to the back of the room. Let everything hang down. Full breath in. Expand your organs. Expand your back. And on your exhale, you release. Like pizza cheese melting off the crust. Fully organic, vegan. Keep pizza cheese. Of course. Slowly, come on up. Head can come up last. Find smooth breath. Bring your knees a little wider apart. Lean back on your heels a little bit. Bring your hands back behind you. Lean backwards, and if you can, bend your elbows in towards one another, opening the chest. Lift your heart, drop your head back. And then straighten your arms, head up normal. Lean back so much, you can use your arms so that your knees lift off the floor, stretching the front of your ankles. Keep breathing. Come back down. You can fold the top of your mat or you can use padding if you want, lifting up onto your knees for Ustrasana, the final back bend. Move slowly. There's a great quality in consciously moving slowly. You'll start to notice this in your own practice over time. The relationship between the mind being frenetic and the movements being frenetic. And not that there's anything wrong with it. Sometimes we need to be really fast-paced in life. But if we're always like that, we forget what it's like to move slow. Push your hips forward, ground your legs and lean back a little bit, find deep breath, lift your heart up. Let your breath take you now. Breathe 5% deeper.
Roll your shoulders back. Squeeze your elbows closer together. Coming into the camel. If you could see the back of the room comfortably without holding your breath, you can reach back for your feet, one hand at a time. Palms facing outwards. And then close your eyes again. Make this a meditation. 3 deep breaths. This is a heart opener. This is an antidepressant pose. Free antidepressants right here. Breathe so fully. Soul fully. Shoulders away from your ears. Tuck your tail. Hands on your lower back, slowly come up. Sit on your heels again. Either knees wide, child's pose, knees together, child's pose, or if your spine feels super, super open, you can come into Sasangasana, the rabbit pose, holding your heels. Forehead to knees, lifting your hips to the sky. It's an advanced pose, so make sure you're breathing. You don't want to mess around with any potential injuries. Injuries in yoga happen when we hold our breath and we force ourselves. Long breath in, long breath out. If you're in rabbit, more weight in your knees. Lift your core in and upwards. Shoulders away from the ears. Light on your crown. Equal weight in both knees. And then slowly come to the child's pose. And let's rest in child's pose 1 minute. Feel your back expanding. Feel your front expanding. It's a slight inversion. So imagine fresh blood pumping into your brain. Fresh prana. Filling up the parts of your energetic body that have become stagnant. Spread light. Spread energy. Imagine awareness expanding into the shadows of your being. Every part of you coming into the light. Take one full breath in. And a nice Very good. Inhale, slowly sit up. Keep your legs, knees like this, sitting on your heels, and bring your left hip out to the side. Keep your left leg the way it is. Right leg comes up over, so the right foot just outside the left knee. Walk your left foot out a little bit, both hips on the floor. Hold your knees here. On your inhale, lift tall. Stay here, exhale. Ground your right hand behind you, palm flat, close to your back. Staying here, or lift your left arm up as you inhale. Lift your heart, and then twist all the way outside of your right knee so the elbow presses against the outer knee. Some of you might even be able to grab your left knee
with the left hand. Come into your breath. Close your eyes. Ardha Matsyendrasana, half sage twist. Both hips on the ground. Each time you breathe in, lengthen your spine. Each exhale, twist. Suck your lower belly in a little bit. Turn your chin. One more breath, inhale. Draw the lower belly in and twisting from the core, the middle, shoulders, chin, eyes, smile, and slowly release. Do a little counter twist. Lift your heart as you twist. Bring your right foot back next to your left foot. Come back onto both of your heels. And then come out to the right side. Try to move slow motion. Left foot arcs up and over. Left foot on the floor just outside your right knee. Walk your right foot out to the side. Both hips onto the floor. As best you can, listen to your knees here, guys. This is a beautiful pose. Lifting, breathing. You don't have to do anything else. Just be present. Left arm behind you. Grounding. Inhale, right arm to the sky. Big breath, lift up. Ujjayi breath. Twist outside. Elbow outside your knee. Option, hold your right knee with your right hand. Close your eyes. Breathe. Bring the breath higher and higher into the lungs, fuller into the belly. Ground your left foot more. Turn your chin. For three. Can you hear the perfect ocean wave coming in and out, undisturbed? Two. Last one. Twist. Twist. Even your chin. Twist. And come back forward slowly. Come out to the right. Lift your heart into the right side. Counter twist. And facing the front. Lean back on your heel, hips, both legs forward. Bend your knees a little bit. Lift and turn your hips backwards. Slide your hips a little bit back in space. You can have your knees bent the whole time or legs straight. Feet a little bit apart. Toes facing up, so there's an action in the feet. On your inhale, lift all the way up, both arms. Two-piece fingers, make clasps. Reach with your heart, so really extend from your waist as you come forward, flexing the toes the whole time, hook each of the big toes, two-piece fingers and thumbs, and then slightly pinch the toes. Engage your thighs backwards, so the first half of the pose is more active. On your inhale, press down your hips, extend from your waist, heart leading forward, shoulders back. As you exhale, pulling with the arms, chest, head last. You can do that again and again with your breath. Feels so good. Feeling stretching through the whole back of your body. Slightly engage your thighs. Slightly inward spiral the legs. Last one. You can feel a little more. You can let a little bit more of the stretch in, for sure. Exhale. Now, stay in the pose. Halfway lengthen. Release your hand, release your feet, palms facing up like Shavasana. You can bend your knees if you need to here. All right, so taking all pressure off of your lower back by bending the knees if you like. And then let everything hang. Long breath in, long breath out. Let's let some sighs move, if you like. Inhale. Inhale deeply. Both hips are heavy. Last one. Inhale, a little smile. Slowly come up. Use your hands. Head comes up last. Turn your shoulders open, turn the hands backwards. Heavy hips, heavy bottom legs. Lift your heart one more time, just a bit. You can bend your elbows close to each other behind you. Lift your neck and then let the head hang backwards. Let your jaw hang open. You can stretch your tongue out. Relax your eyes. And then eyes closed, sitting up. Hands on your legs for a moment. So sit up straight and lightly draw in your belly. And then lay on your back. Hug both of your knees in. Bring your forehead to your knees. Keep breathing right till the end. In fact, breathe even better at the end. Cultivating more focus through the practice. totally relax your face. Give yourself an actual hug. Respect yourself. And maybe each knee a little kiss here. If it feels right. Release your legs to the front, to the floor, releasing to final shavasana. It doesn't matter which way you turn here. If your back is sore, you can put a bolster underneath your knees. Nothing underneath your head. If you don't need it. If you need it, use it. But ideally, your spine is parallel to the floor, all the way to the head. Removing ponytail, little knots, little buns. Do some initial, like, slow motion little releases. Tuck your shoulders under you one at a time. Perhaps slightly tuck your chin. Have your arms close to your side body. Your legs close together. So everything's on your mat. And this is the easiest position for your heart to circulate blood. Physiologically, it's the most relaxed position. Close your eyes and allow yourself to drift into a deep, deep relaxation. Let go of any ujjayi breath now. Relax your throat so the breath becomes quiet and peaceful. Let go of any control of your breath or your body at all. So just let the breath be natural now. Let your body feel whatever it's feeling. And simply allow. Allow your awareness to be the present and safe banks of the river, and allow the river to flow however it flows, simply holding kind, compassionate space and letting go. Letting go. Letting go. Let go. very gently, peacefully, bring your awareness back taking a nice soothing breath in and out. Relaxing. Feel yourself at peace. Keeping your eyes closed, gently wiggle your fingers, your toes. Very slowly stretch your arms over you. There's no rush. Inhale. Relax. Roll to your right hand side. Hug both knees in. Rest your head on your straight arm. Left arm hangs in front of you. And coming up for a short, blissful meditation. You may like to fold your mat in half and come onto the wood or onto your blanket. Perhaps coming right off of the rubber mat, grounded to the earth. Lifting up through your spine after you find a really comfortable position. Connect your pointy finger and thumbs ever so lightly, palms facing up or down. Slightly lift your heart and relax your shoulders back. Plug the energetic, muscular intention of your tailbone down. And then relax it. Relax your face. Enjoy all of the different sensations. Like a beautiful song. With you at the center. And allow a tiny little smile. It's not even a muscular thing. It may be an actual smile. But it's more like the feeling of a smile rising from within. Smile of the eyes. Smile of the breath. Life affirming. Open. Content. Kind. Compassionate. Peaceful. Playful. blissful. This is your nature. This is your identity. Your source. Bringing your left hand onto your heart and then holding over top with the right hand. Breathe into your heart space. Thank yourself. Perhaps taking a moment without putting a word, without putting an idea on it, thanking that great spirit, the great spirit of life. In prayer. We'll close our practice with one Om and three Shantis. Exhale. Deep breath in. Spirit honors, sees, recognizes that in you. Namaste. Hmm.